From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. COVID-19 restrictions are being pulled back, but the virus is still out there, infecting more people than even public health officials can report. Starting Monday, you won't have to wear a mask in public indoor settings anymore. That includes retail, like grocery stores. You don't have to, but Porcupine Health Unit Chief Nursing Officer Chantal Riopel hopes you do. She says Omicron is still circulating, and the number of cases reported in this region is the highest in Ontario.
And for that reason, we are strongly recommending that individuals continue to wear their masks in any indoor public setting, even though it's no longer required as of March 21st.
It's known that cases are higher than the number reported because only positive results from testing centers are counted. And when the mandatory mask policy is dropped by the province on Monday, L'Université de Hearst won't be joining it. The university tells Moose News that the policy is being kept until the end of April. If you need to visit one of the campuses, then you must present proof of vaccination, wear a face covering, and complete the screening process. Collège Boréal announced a similar move earlier this week. More withdrawal management and addiction treatment beds are coming to Timmins with a $2.3 million grant from the Ontario government. Between the District Hospital and the Jubilee Centre, 15 beds are being added. The hospital's addictions manager, Patrick Novak, also notes that work is continuing towards the supervised injection site in the former Living Space building.
I can't give a specific month or date as things are consistently in flux in that regard, but we're hoping prior to the summer.
The rate of opioid abuse deaths in the north is three times that of the rest of the province. March 26th is Purple Day around the world, bringing attention to epilepsy. It's an invisible condition that has a lot of myths attached to it. Timmins Seizure and Brain Injury Center Executive Director Anne-Marie Sorsa says her organization will be promoting facts on social media.
It's not so far away from any individual. We probably all know somebody who lives with epilepsy or who's had a seizure.
Sorsa says 1 in 100 Canadians will be diagnosed with epilepsy during their lives. In Moose Sports, the Timmins Rock ride first place in the NOJHL East Division into Hearst tonight to play the Lumberjacks. Game time is 7 o'clock. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.